So since we are talking about the values from quite some time now, okay, so let us find out, like, okay, we have been talking about different values so far, so let us put it in the preference, okay, because har ek mein har koi values value hote hai, okay, but kya hota hai ki kisi kisi ka preference bahut zyada ye values ko hota hai, like jaise doctor ne kaha na ki Mahatma Gandhi sab values hain unme, he was punctual of course, he was patriotic, but कौन सी वैल्यूज आगे रखे, नॉन वायलेंस, ट्रूथफुलनेस, तो ऐसे हर एक में हर कोई वैल्यू है, बट प्रेफरेंसेस हम कौन से वैल्यूज को ज्यादा देते हैं, दैट इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट, एंड पीपल विल टॉक अबाउट यू इन टर्म्स ऑफ योर वैल्यूज, और ये बंदा बहुत ऑनेस्ट है, इसके जैसा सच्चा बंदा देखा नहीं, सो दैट्स हाउ पीपल विल आइडेंटिफाई यू विद दोज वैल्यूज, राइट, सो लेट अस सी व्हाट आर आवर मोस्ट प्रेफर्ड वैल्यूज इन दिस एक्सरसाइज नाउ, ओके, क्योंकि सबके प्रेफरेंसेज अलग होते हैं, बिकॉज आपके चॉइसेस अलग है, आपके प्रेफरेंसेस अलग है, योर क्वालिटीज आर डिफरेंट,
सी बेसिकली वी ऑल वांट वैरायटी, एक ही चीज देखेंगे, एक ही कलर होगा, आपको अच्छा लगेगा, यू नो वी लाइक टू बी कलरफुल, वी लाइक टू बी, यू नो हमें अपने मेन्यू में भी डिफरेंट वो चाहिए होता है, अगर आपको सेम ब्रेकफास्ट रोज मिलेगा तो मेरी जो वैल्यू है वही आपकी भी वैल्यू, फिर ऐसा लगेगा कि वो व्हाट्स डिफरेंट है तो मेरे पास भी है, You get attracted to the other person जब आपको लगता है कि हाँ, मतलब this is the value which I treasure the most, but she is, you know, specialized in it, you know, I am specialized in some, तो उसमें आपको, you know, that thing attracts. Otherwise आपको लगेगा कि what's a big deal, you know, this me also have. हाँ, so it's just like कि nobody can be alike. We all are meant to be different. No, because we want to be unique. We want to be identified separately. So that is, वो भी हमारी खुद की choice है ना, we want to be different, we want to be unique. So that's how we are. We have different specialities, different preferences for values. Yeah. So you can just stand up and you can just, you know, have you are okay, fine. Getting into some activity for you. These are suggestive basically. Just to make your task easy, but you can choose your own value. आप जिससे अपने आप को identify करना चाहते हो, which you want, which will make you unique and special. This is the exercise is about. So some value stands for value. You know, some values matter more than others. Each one of us will have a different mixture of personal values which makes us unique and special. जिसको आप अपने work environment में use करना चाहोगे.
You know, no. What you are supposed to are group the values. Now, say for example, your kindness and compassion would go together.
Honesty and truthfulness.
Yes, that would go. Make three or four major groups.
Similar values
will be put together. Well, that's where you use your own logic. Which one should go in that group? You put humility, kindness, and generosity together. Few values you have, only one. That they remain separate. You should put them into the group. So put them together wherever you think is together. So reduce it to 3 or 4 groups, and find which are the largest numbers. Now, just see where the maximum values are.
Everyone, ab kuch bolenge?
That's the largest group.
Yeah.
Okay.
So broadly two.
Normally.
So we have 1, 2, and 3.
Where is your peace?
The
I don't find a peace is unique. There's only one unique. Yeah. Normally peace is at.
Normally, these are
positivity. These are also very photo peace.
Okay. So now next question is like, how do you express these values? Okay, in your day-to-day activities. या फिर मे बी इन योर प्रोफेशन, अगर आप हेल्थ केयर से हैं तो आप वो वैल्यूज को कैसे एक्सप्रेस करेंगे? हाँ, मतलब अभी हाँ कैसे उसको यूज में लाएंगे जैसे अभी ये क्लस्टर में सारा यूज किया है तो आप कैसे
वो मेरे जजमेंट में तो ऐसा ही रहेगा यार वो मेरे जैसा नहीं है पर मैं उसको एक्सेप्ट करूंगा कि यार वो जैसा है वो अपनी तरह से कर रहा है ठीक से तो एक शांति बनेगी और वो करने को उससे उत्साह रहेगा और मैं उसको जगड़ता रहूंगा तो काम नहीं कर पाएगा तो एक्सेप्टेंस
विल मोटिवेट देयर वर्क द मोर यू अप्रिशिएट देम they will be motivated to give a better
yeah this is
that is individual no that is personal that is professional this is professional like when you have to lead somebody you have to be very punctual responsible you have to model all these values you need to cooperate you need to show your committedness your flexibility your humbleness then only you will be able to lead
so kaise hoga ye left brain ye right brain
ha so this is
simplicity and hairline ha
it can that's,
be love as well as in
yeah that is working. That is your focus as per your situation and circumstances no
bridge
ha
okay so you will realize that most of the values can be grouped together in two or three major groups and I think that's what is more important that underlying value is this. For example if there's a love then there's a compassion if there's a compassion there is a tolerance there's a balance and there's a peace this all you have put together and the positivity this all go with love peace and positivity I think that's a beautiful group here is what you do with acceptance and tolerance and sincerity committed yes so I think
what if any person among these two groups has values only in one part of it
this is to understand that values are normally could be grouped into only few groups though there's whole spectrum of it but you can still group
like ranges
yes that's correct so you may have say 36 values or whatever we have shown them but they could be grouped into three or four major groups that would be that's understanding thank you
and these are always interlinked all interlinked
maybe this is a time for now tea so I think you'll have a tea break for 15 minutes what time you'll be returning 11:15
so we'll be coming back together
at 11. Can you look at the time your watch please your watch
a 10 minutes break so 11:30 11:30 we have to be here
om shanti except bks anybody who has the idea why do we say om shanti no so you have could you please share so om means I am a soul or shanti means I am a peaceful soul so when we say om shanti we remind ourselves that I am a peaceful soul aur us consciousness mein aaka ke then we interact to hamara interaction hamesha positive hoga no so whenever we meet and whenever we start with the conversation we always say om shanti so why I expressed on this is our exercise which we are going to do now is on peace okay so all of we are working in our own fields especially in healthcare profession hum logo ko kaisa environment hota hai aur kaisi hamari mental state hoti hai no usually we are always stressed out no the kind of people who are coming in healthcare profession are all na it's a demanding profession and baki sab profession mein they are coming in a normal state lekin healthcare profession mein jo bhi hamare paas aata hai wo disturbed state mein aata hai aur disturbed state mein aap kisi ko help tab kar sakte ho when you are at peace hai na to bahut bahut demanding profession hai aur hamare apne stocks hain so we have limited stock अभी आज हम उस स्टॉक को एक्सप्लोर करेंगे. जो स्टॉक हमारे अंदर है इट्स वेरी इमेंस. वी आर फुल ऑफ दैट स्टॉक बट वी आर नॉट अवेयर ऑफ इट. सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ वी हैव टू एक्सपीरियंस पीस. कि समटाइम्स हम लोग समझ नहीं पाते कि कैसे अपने आप को काम डाउन करें ना, कैसे अपने आप को पीसफुल रखें ऐसी सिचुएशन में. तो समटाइम्स वी आर नॉट एबल टू फाइंड आउट बट विद दीज एक्सरसाइजेस यू विल कम टू नो हाउ टू बी पीसफुल. तो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लिटिल बिट इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट पीस. लाइक स्ट्रेस इज वेरी कॉमन इन हेल्थ केयर प्रोफेशन. मीटिंग डेडलाइंस, डिफिकल्ट पेशेंट्स, अनफिनिश्ड वर्क, फीलिंग गिल्टी ऑन नॉट कॉलिंग ऑन पेरेंट्स. फैमिली की इतनी डिमांड्स होती हैं पर प्रोफेशन की ऐसी डिमांड है कि समटाइम्स यू हैव टू इग्नोर नो योर फैमिली. तो फिर वहां पर वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस मेंटेन करना स्पेशली इन दिस प्रोफेशन थोड़ा सा डिफिकल्ट होता है एंड इट टेक्स ऑन आवर पीस, है ना. तो वी पे अ बिग कॉस्ट एंड इट एडवर्सली अफेक्ट्स द हेल्थ केयर ऑफ द पेशेंट. क्योंकि अगर हम पीसफुल नहीं है तो फिर हम उनकी भी केयर उसी वे में करेंगे. सो व्हाट आर द टूल्स ऑफ पीस. First is meditation, which we all know ki to experience peace meditation is one of the solutions. Then visualization, then in action, matlab ye to aisi activities hain jo aapko baith karke relaxed atmosphere mein aap meditation karenge ya visualization karenge to aap activity se away distance hokar ke aap karte hain. Lekin how to experience peace in action ye bhi hum apne is आने वाली एक्सरसाइज में वी विल एक्सपीरियंस की पीस इन एक्शन कैसे आप एक्सपीरियंस कर सकते हो. पर्पस वाई टू एक्सपीरियंस पीस. व्हेन एक्सपीरियंसिंग ट्रैंक्विलिटी बेटर एबिलिटी टू कोप विद प्रॉब्लम्स. जिसको मतलब बहुत कॉमन एक इडियम चल रहा है आजकल कि जब कूल होते हैं तो बेटर सॉल्यूशंस, यू नो इन हीटेड अप माइंड यू नेवर फाइंड सोल्यूशंस. तो कोई भी प्रॉब्लम का सोल्यूशन जब आप पीसफुल स्टेट में होते हैं, है ना, तो वो कुछ एक है आई एम नॉट गेटिंग आई एम नॉट रिकॉलिंग इट राइट नाउ. एंड प्रैक्टिसिंग पीसफुलनेस डेवलप अ हैबिट ऑफ पीसफुलनेस. मतलब इसको हम अपनी एक हैबिट बना लें. इट शुड कम इन टू आर कल्चर. तो वो और ईजी हो जाएगा. Access other positive resources and develop our well-being. Those around us calm down, become relaxed. जब हम peaceful होते हैं तो हमारे aura में जो भी आएगा, जो भी हमारे vicinity में आता है, उसको भी peace experience होती है. You will find it. जब आप खुद experience करेंगे और आप उसको workplace पे implement करेंगे, you will get this feedback from your colleagues and other people who are coming in contact with you. This you will also experience कि जब हम peaceful होते हैं, यू विल गेट दिस रिमार्क फ्रॉम दिस पीपल. लाइक वी डू गेट हमारे ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में इट्स वेरी कॉमन. लोग हमें आकर के कहते हैं कि आपके पास आते हैं तो मतलब सिर्फ बैठने से ही, चाहे हम बात नहीं भी करें, आपके साथ बैठने से ही हमें बहुत अच्छा फील होता है. दिस इज द वाइब्रेशन एनीबडी कैन फील बट वेन वी आर पीसफुल फ्रॉम इन साइड. देन पॉजिटिव इम्पैक्ट ऑन कलीग्स, पेशेंट्स, फैमिली, फ्रेंड्स. ऑब्वियसली इफ दे फील रिलैक्स्ड वेन दे आर इन योर कंपनी तो उनके ऊपर पॉजिटिव इम्पैक्ट आएगा. जनरेट्स एटमोसफेयर ऑफ पीस दैट रिपल्स आउटवर्ड एंड बेनिफिट्स एवरीवन. जहां पर भी हम होंगे तो एक रिपल क्रिएट होगा और सबको बेनिफिट होगा. सो वी विल स्विच ओवर टू द एक्सरसाइज. सी अभी आज वाले एक्सरसाइज में हम मसल रिलैक्सेशन वाली टेक्निक यूज करेंगे टू एक्सपीरियंस पीस. Meditation, visualization will be doing it later in later exercises. But first, to begin with, we will start with muscle exercises. Okay? So, इसमें आपको बहुत मतलब you have to go to the feeling level. जो हम activity करेंगे उसमें आपको feel करना, आपके body में change, आपके mind में change. आप उसको deeply feel करिएगा तो you will know the difference. First step to find peace, stop physically. Then create moments to take a break, sit still, relax. Follow technique of muscle relaxation which helps experience peace. if you feel comfortable, you can remove your shoes also, just to experience, you know, the complete.
Music.
Sit comfortably. Uncross your legs and feel your feet on the floor. Rest your hands on your lap so your shoulders feel relaxed. Drop down your shoulders. Feel your bottom on the seat and your spine nice and straight, as if a string is holding your head up from the crown. So your spine should be straight. Begin by being aware of how your body is feeling now. Start by focusing your attention on your right hand. Clench your fist. As I am giving the commentary, you have to follow the activity. If I said clench your fist, so you have to clench your right hand, make a fist tightly. Feel the tension in your hand. Clench your fist as tightly as you can. Hold for a count of 3, 1, 2, 3 and let go. Release it. Feel at the same time the changes in your body. Do the same with the left hand. Clench your left hand, make a fist. Hold it for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Let go. Release. Now tighten the whole right arm. Bend your elbow and hold it tightly. Make it tense. Hold on for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3 and let go. Same with the left hand. Bend your elbow, make a fist, hold it tightly for a count of 3, 1, 2, 3 and relax. Now compare how it feels again between tension and relaxation. Now focus your attention on your right foot. Tighten all your muscles for a moment. Hold for count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Relax. Same with the left foot. Tighten your left foot. Hold for count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Relax. Now become aware of your whole right leg. Tighten the muscles for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Release. Do the same on the left. Whole left leg. Tighten. Hold for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Relax. Get a sense of how your arms and legs feel now. Do the same with the stomach muscles. Take your stomach inside. Make it tense for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Relax. Next, lift your shoulders. Lift your shoulders and tense through from shoulders to hands. Hold a bit longer for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relax. Feel the difference in your shoulders, as this is where we hold a lot of tension. Finally, to tighten the face muscles, close your eyes tight and clench your teeth. Like in anger, you clench your teeth. Hold for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Relax. Once more, make your face muscles tense, eyes closed tightly and teeth clenched. 1, 2, 3. Release. Feel the difference in your whole body. Experience the relaxation in your muscles. Again, sit comfortably with your feet on the ground, hands on your lap, and a straight spine. This time, the focus is on your breathing. Observe your breath with your mouth closed. You can probably notice the air flowing in and out through your nostrils. Just watch it gently as it finds its own rate in and out. Keep your attention on your breathing. And relax slowly in and out. A relaxed breath comes from the abdomen. So, as you breathe in, the abdomen gently rises. Feel it, your abdomen rising, your breath coming in. And as you breathe out, it slowly falls. Just observe. You can put your hands across your stomach. Feel your abdomen rising and falling. Watch your breath. In and out. Just experience and watch abdomen rising and falling, breath going in, breath going out at its own rate. As you breathe out, you can let go of any tension. Breathe out. Breathe out all your tensions. And now breathe in, saying to yourself, I'm breathing in peace. Let out tension. Breathe in peace. Let out tension. Breathe in peace. experience the lightness, all your tensions going out with every breath, and peace coming in with every breath. When you are ready, become aware of your body sitting on the chair. Feel your feet on the ground. Deepen your breathing, and in your own time, you may open your eyes. Don't force onto yourself. Take it easy. Take your time. And you may please come back to the room. Now you can stretch your hands, rub your hands together, shake gently. You may walk or jump up and down, whatever you feel like. You can just do like this. Now we'll be giving you a worksheet. There you have to write your experience during this exercise. There are a few questions mentioned, and you can just write the answers on those sheets. Yeah. Now we'll be going to next exercise. That would be experiencing peace in action. Like now you experience peace with muscle relaxation, and now we will experience peace in action that Brother Datta will take.
So how was your muscle relaxation exercise? It was good, relaxed. So here you are like more stable, right? Now in the next exercise that we are going to do, we are going to discover peace in action. You want to just show them? मतलब आपको क्या लगता है ये जो आपने जो
अभी जो आपने एक्सपीरियंस किया, डिड यू एक्सपीरियंस पीस ऑल ऑफ यू? सो जो अंदर एक्सपीरियंस किया, आपको लगता है कि वो कितना लॉन्ग ये फीलिंग आपके साथ आगे चलेगी? क्योंकि कई बार होता है कि आप कुछ जैसे लिसनिंग टू म्यूजिक, कोई अच्छा सा सॉन्ग सुना, लेकिन उसका इफेक्ट कितने देर तक रहता है? नो, एज ए सून एज यू कम इन टू एक्शन वो डिसअपियर. तो मतलब यू विल एक्सपीरियंस डिफरेंट टेक्निक्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंसिंग पीस. तो दिस इज वन ऑफ द टेक्निक्स, मसल रिलैक्सेशन. मेडिटेशन इज द अदर टेक्निक. विजुअलाइजेशन इज थर्ड टेक्निक. Now you will be experiencing peace in action, and then you will experience the difference. What is the difference when you, and then you will come to know what time, which technique should you use to experience peace. You know, every time every technique is not successful. So this is how you will experience peace. So this is just introspection, reflection, that how long this muscle relaxation would take you.
Thank you. So now we are moving to the next exercise, that is 2.4, peace in action. Now peace is not only in through inaction, but it also refers to the different kinds of activities that we do. For example, from deep concentration in gardening, in painting, in writing, people experience peace. जैसे कोई gardening में है, अकेला है, कुछ कर रहा है, तो उनको भी stability अच्छा महसूस हो जाता है. You know, like people call it meditation, but when they are experiencing peace out of that. That constant activity that they're doing. The next is from watching others in action. एक तो खुद कर रहे तब, और एक दूसरे जब करते हैं, उनको देखते हुए भी वो they feel peaceful, right? So watching a football match, watching a waterfall, river flowing, clouds moving in the across the sky. So and again there is another part which is from high levels of physical exertion. जैसे बहुत ज्यादा रनिंग करते हैं, कॉन्स्टेंट एक्सरसाइज है, सिमिलर रेपिटेटिव एक्सरसाइजेज है, तो उसमें सो अगेन इट ट्रांसेंड्स टू द इनर स्टिलनेस और क्वाइटनेस यू कैन से. एंड अगेन थ्रू वॉकिंग ऑन अलोंग अ बीच, जैसे बहुत सारे लोग, इवन आई ऑल्सो लव टू वॉच, बीच पे चलना अच्छा लगता है. दूर दूर तक अच्छे से चलेंगे तो और अच्छा महसूस होता है. सो अगेन रॉकिंग अ बेबी, तो मदर्स यूजली उनको भी अच्छा लगता है वो एक्टिविटी, तो दे कीप ऑन डूइंग दैट. सो देर आर लाइक डिफरेंट वेज, डिफरेंट एक्टिविटीज जो हम करते हैं डे टू डे लाइफ में हमारे, तो ऐसी एक्टिविटीज में वी एक्सपीरियंस पीस. सो नाउ इन द नेक्स्ट एक्टिविटी दैट वी आर डूइंग, ओके, वी विल इन्वॉल्व अवर सेल्व्स इन टू डिफरेंट ग्रुप्स एंड दिस इज अ वेरी कॉमन एंड नोन एक्टिविटी, बट वी विल फाइंड आउट हाउ, वेयर डू आई डिस्कवर पीस मोर, इन व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ एक्शंस दैट आई मेंशन्ड हियर. ठीक है, व्हेन आई एम डूइंग इट आई एम एक्सपीरियंसिंग पीस, और व्हेन आई एम ऑब्जर्विंग आई एम एक्सपीरियंसिंग पीस. सो ये दोनों चीजों में आपको ऑब्जर्व करना है. ठीक है, यस, आर वी रेडी? आर वी रेडी? आर वी रेडी? ओके, ग्रेट. सो वन टू करेंगे. वन टू ऐसे वन बोलो. नो 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 नो, आपको वन बोलना है. परफेक्ट. सो ऑल वन्स हियर, ऑल टूज हियर. यू कैन
आई थिंक ऑल पार्टिसिपेंट्स शुड स्पीक, दैट्स वन ऑफ द प्रिंसिपल्स. सो यू नो एंड पीसफुली नाइसली. That's one of the requirements. Appreciation of the group activity that you have done individually, you know, which one you found more peaceful and excellent kind of thing. That's essence of the whole exercise. So now you can comment and you can ask some questions.
See, let us be precise. Let us reflect onto ourselves. Whether you experience peace more in observing or in acting, like, because this is peace in action, the exercise is all about, we should not forget the theme. Okay, fine, we had fun, we had, no, but the lesson, the take home message we want to extract from this activity, that we have to think on. You know, so basically, this is more about how to experience, which actions where you experienced more peace, which actions were more stimulating, and observing was more peaceful or acting was more peaceful. You know, these things will help you in your daily life, like how to experience peace and which activities give you more peace, so that you can do those activities to make yourself peaceful when you are little restless or disturbed, and observation is more peaceful, or doing some activities more peaceful, like sitting back and observing is more peaceful for you, or when you come into some action that is more peaceful for you, that you have to reflect onto yourself. So let us find out that, reflect.
Really, action बहुत peaceful था, particularly जो वो drawing वाले aspect थी कि drawing the scenery of nature, it is more peaceful and I feel more relaxed if I can draw the beauty of nature when I am stressed. जब मैं स्ट्रेस्ड में होता हूँ, अगर मैं कर सकता हूँ, लेकिन यूजली बहुत कष्ट होता है और जल्दी कर नहीं पाता हूँ, कि जब स्ट्रेस की अवस्था से उस कंसेप्शन से बाहर निकल के अगर ड्राइंग किया जाए, इट इज मोर पीसफुल फॉर मी. एंड हम इसको प्रैक्टिसिंग कर रहे हैं और आई होप यहाँ से आने के बाद इसको और जैसे कर सकेंगे. पेंटिंग फॉर इज मोर पीसफुल फॉर मी.
Sometimes our actions would be peaceful and sometimes just being an observant would be peaceful. Because like if you're walking around in a garden with colorful flowers around, you have just nothing to do other than just observing and feeling that essence. And sometimes like if you have to water plants, like in summer, even though the tap is running, but then you know that the leaves are dried and they're up to that extent that maybe that water, like what I feel peace at my place when I do it, I purposely, you know, let the water overflow so that the overflow pipe is just in the garden. But afterwards, it just falls at one particular place. So what I do is, even if I am suffering, I mean, that sun is high, but then what I do is I just, you know, try and kind of irrigation. Just put pressure and, you know, just water the plants. I really feel peaceful. I feel like, wow, that's daily, yeah, I find it very nice thing, I mean, that.
Anything else you would like to share?
See, in my place of work, 20 to 25 people in a front office. If they're short of staff, no peace. If there are enough staff and the work is going on, there is a little of peace in our work because everybody is attended, because we get 200 to 250 patients every day in our hospital. So if we are short of staff, we really have problem. So when there is staff, the work goes on smoothly and there is peace in the work. Yeah, when patients come, when they are attended for whatever they are, especially the old patients, they come who are senior citizens and all, where they are not able to stay for a long time, then I can go and attend to them when other staffs are on to other work. So they will be taken care of that. If staff is not there, I will be involved in that work and these patients will not be taken care. They will be taken care, but not personalized care will be given to them.
You see people engaged with patients, yes. Then maybe you experience peace.
What I personally feel like the activity with which I am associated and I have a passion for that activity, I would definitely attain peace while doing it. Like she was cooking for 25 people, for a big family. But if I am in a state of harmony and I really want to welcome those people, I will enjoy that cooking in action. And at times when I am disturbed or I feel I am stressed, so maybe I won't be able to enjoy cooking for two people also. So it's all conditional, I suppose.
I want to add something to it. Whatever you said, I also agree because I undergo through same situation. But for me, peace in action is very much active than seeing it. Performing is like cycling I do, which I enjoy most. Or sketching or painting the landscape, I was enjoying it. Or when I was, if I'm putting myself in her character and if I see the waterfall, then I enjoy more. Then to see a TV and see a cricket match going on, that is where I am passive, not active. So I don't feel.
For everyone it is different. Like someone may enjoy it while doing it or someone might just see it and they are at peace that way.
We would like to have your view also. You are not participating.
Main isme ye kehna chahti hu. I experience peace jab main usko practice karti hu. वहाँ पर हमारे रिट्रीट सेंटर में बहुत सारी सेवाएं होती हैं. आपको कुकिंग भी करनी है, आपको प्रोग्राम भी मैनेज करना है, ऑडिटोरियम में प्रोग्राम है, लोगों को भी मिलना है, अटेंड भी करना है, ये भी करना है, प्रोग्राम मैनेजमेंट के लिए बहुत सारी चीजें भी लेकर के जानी है. लॉट्स ऑफ थिंग्स आर गोइंग साइमल्टेनियसली. बट जब इतनी सारी चीजें होते हुए भी व्हेन आई गिव अ थॉट टू माय सेल्फ दैट आई एम अ पीसफुल सोल एंड आई हैव टू डू एंड आई हैव टू प्ले माय रोल इन दिस पीस, तो उस टाइम पे मैं बहुत पीस का अनुभव करती हूँ. भले ही उसमें 50 एक्टिविटीज चल रही हूँ और सामने 50 लोग मेरे खड़े हैं और हर कोई एक अलग अलग क्वेश्चन उसी टाइम पे पूछ रहा है, तो मैं उस टाइम पे पीस का अनुभव करती हूँ. लेकिन मेरा अनुभव इसमें ये है भाई साहब कि ये जो हमने एक्टिविटी की, अभी जो हमने एक्टिविटी की, इसमें भी इसका मेन जिस्ट ये था कि हम इस एक्शन को उस पीस में रह करके करें. लेकिन एक्चुअली स्पिरिचुअलिटी यही है कि हम जल्दी जल्दी भूल जाते हैं. हाँ, लेकिन मैं जब मेरा तो आया ही टॉपिक ऐसा खैर, तो मुझे पहले तो थोड़ा हसल एंड बसल हुआ कि भैया क्या अब इसमें शो क्या करना है. बेंच पे बैठे हैं, क्वाइट बैठे हैं, अभी कैसे पता चलेगा लोगों को कि आप इतनी गर्मी में बैठे हैं लेकिन फिर भी शांत बैठे हैं. लेकिन जब फिर पीसफुली अपने आप को फिर से थॉट दिया, देन आई फील कि हाँ ये पॉसिबल है. पीस इन द एक्शन इज possible if we remind ourselves.
I think she has hit the nail on the head. आप काम करते हुए जो भी स्ट्रेसफुल भी काम, but peaceful mind से जो भी होना है हम करेंगे, लेकिन अंदर से एकदम शांति से काम. जो उन्होंने कहा वही मैसेज ये एक्सरसाइज का था कि आप कुछ भी काम करते हुए बी एन ऑब्जर्वर, बी ए साइलेंट ऑब्जर्वर. तो यू आर वर्किंग बट इनसाइड यू आर एन ऑब्जर्वर. तो मैं समझता हूं कि ये मैसेज तो ये है कि आप कुछ भी काम करते हैं, कितना भी, चाहे 25 लोगों का भोजन बनाना है, चाहे बीच की गर्मी के अंदर भी आप काम कर रहे हैं, तो रिलैक्सेशन आपका एक होना जरूरी है. जैसे आप शॉपिंग करने जाते हैं तो कितनी चीजें शॉपिंग करना है, तो ये देखो वो देखो, ये उठाओ वो उठाओ, ट्रॉली में डालो लेके जाओ, लेकिन वो करते हुए भी शांति से करके निकल जाना, ये या वैसे मैसेजेस, जो काम करते हुए भी आप रिलैक्स रहें, पीस इन एक्शन, ऐसे आप बैठ के मेडिटेशन करते तब तो रिलैक्स है ही, तो शांति का अनुभव होता है, लेकिन जब स्ट्रेसफुल सिचुएशन भी हो तो उसमें भी कैसे शांत रहना, पीस ऑफ माइंड रखना, ये शायद उसका है। ओम शांति।
सो नाउ जस्ट लेट अस सिट बैक फॉर अ मिनट एंड थिंक ऑफ दोज एक्टिविटीज, ओके, वेयर वी एक्सपीरियंस पीस, जैसे अभी से डिस्कशन में जो आया, सो इन आर डे टू डे एक्टिविटीज ऑल्सो, ऐसे कौन सी एक्टिविटीज है जहां पे मैं पीस एक्सपीरियंस करता हूँ? सो जस्ट फॉर अ मोमेंट विल जस्ट सिट इन साइलेंस एंड आई वॉन्ट यू टू रिफ्लेक्ट बैक ऑन दोज एक्टिविटीज, ओके, सो वेर वी आर अवेयर ऑफ आर ओन एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ पीस, वेदर इन एक्शन और एट रेस्ट, सो दैट वी कैन मैक्सिमाइज आवर पोटेंशियल थ्रू दैट एक्टिविटी। थैंक यू। So we'll just move to the next exercise now.
So our next exercise is a visualization exercise. I think we all understand about visualization. अभी आपको हम कहें कि go back to your home. पहुंच गए सारे? फ्रिज है ना सबके घर में, खोलो फ्रिज को, ठंडी पानी की बॉटल निकालो, एक सिप लो, कैसा लग रहा है? ठंडा? वही विजुअलाइजेशन अभी हम यूज करने वाले हैं अपनी इस एक्सरसाइज में। तो जो भी कमेंट्री मैं करूंगी, आपको उस कमेंट्री के साथ साथ सीन बनाते जाना है माइंड में, ठीक है? उसका पर्पस है ना, विदाउट नोइंग पर्पस इफ वी डू सम एक्टिविटी वी डोंट टेक एनी मैसेज, यू नो, वी जस्ट डू द एक्टिविटी एंड वी गो। सो द पर्पस ऑफ दिस एक्टिविटी इज, सी बेसिकली एट आवर वर्क प्लेस वी ऑल ड्रीम ऑफ एन आइडियल वर्क प्लेस। हम लोग जब अपना एजुकेशन कम्प्लीट करके जब प्रोफेशन में जब गए तो फर्स्ट जॉब, तो एक ड्रीम होता है, उस ड्रीम से जाते हैं कि ऐसा ऑफिस होगा, ऐसा स्टाफ होगा, ऐसे कोलीग्स होंगे, ऐसा बॉस होगा, है ना, ऐसा वर्क स्टेशन होगा ना, तो बस वही वाला ड्रीम को हमने वापस विजुलाइज करना है आज इस एक्सरसाइज में। So basically most of us have a dream of how we would want things to be at work. The dream may be part of the reason we work where we do. You will be led into visualization to rekindle that dream and see what you come up with. It may resemble your current place of work or it may be different. Follow the words in your imagination and be as relaxed and creative as possible. क्योंकि रियलिटी में तो आप वो क्रिएट नहीं कर सकते हो, वी हैव लिमिटेशंस, पर विजुअलाइजेशन में हम जो चाहें, जैसा वर्क प्लेस चाहते हैं वैसा हम विजुअलाइज कर सकते हैं, ठीक है? सो जस्ट रिलैक्स, सिट कंफर्टेबली ऑन योर सीट, अलाउ योर बॉडी टू रिलैक्स, कीप योर थिंग्स डाउन ऑन द फ्लोर, यू मे कीप इट असाइड, जस्ट रिलैक्स, यू नो देयर शुड नॉट बी एनी वेट और समथिंग, just relax. You should not be conscious of anything, like suppose if you keep it at your back and it may pinch or it may, and you will feel that, you have to be completely in a relaxed mood, and that will help you in visualization. So allow your body to relax, let your feet rest on the floor and your hands rest on your lap. You may wish to close your eyes. Gently focus your awareness on your body and breathing. Notice your breathing and follow the flow of your breath. After some moments, you may notice your breath calming down. Let your body relax. As you relax, imagine a large bubble softly floating down next to you.
this bubble has a door, and on the door there is a sign which reads, step inside, and the bubble will float you to the workplace of your dreams. Step inside the bubble. The bubble begins to float. It floats above this building and begins to travel. Enjoy the scenery below you. Gradually, the bubble reaches the workplace of your dreams and it starts to descend. As the bubble gently lands on the ground, you see the building where you work. You notice the plants outside and the shape of the building. You slowly walk up the path, noticing how you feel. It's early in the morning and a few staff are arriving. You watch what they are doing and how they interact with each other. As you enter the building, you catch the expressions and feelings of your colleagues as they say good morning. You start the day, getting a sense of everyone's attitude as they work. You walk around the building, noticing the spaces, colors, and light. This is how you would really like it to be. You go to the place where you usually work and observe the changes and the way people are behaving. Your colleagues, patients, and everyone involved in patient care. What does it look like? What is the atmosphere like? You watch people work together. You watch people working with you during the day. What is the feeling at your workplace? And how do you feel? Picture the rest of the day in your mind. When you are ready, say goodbye, step into the bubble that is waiting for you, the bubble floats up above the building. Begins to bring you back here. you are back here now. And as you feel yourself sitting in your seat, the bubble disappears. And you bring your attention back to this room. Now form pairs again and share the experience with your partner. So you can reshuffle and share your experience with the partner, or you have that worksheet. Now you have to use the other part of the worksheet, the blank one, rekindle the dream. And you may ask questions. Using those questions, you can share the experience. Everybody finished, so we will share experience, because this is specifically from the healthcare setting. So we would like to know your experience.
Visualization means, should I tell you it is in these points, or what should I tell you? These points. In short, I never want to be in the place where I am presently working. So I was imagining myself in the place where I want to work, which is going to be my own center. So I went and imagined my center. I saw the staff there. I saw my room. I saw the place where the ultrasounds were going on. I saw the place where mammograms were going on. And then I slept for a while and came back. I always wanted to be a very peaceful, coordinated environment, and the same thing I visualized, that the staff was very courteous. Somehow I saw in my visualization that the patients were thanking me for having such center where they can come and get themselves checked up. And then I saw everyone working in a very coordinated manner, and then I slept and came out.
This is an exercise for visualization. How you visualize in a relaxed state your values at work. When you may hold certain values, you want to see that dream come true, rekindle that dream. I think this is the whole purpose, is to experience the visualization. Exercise the power of visualization. What values you have, what you visualize, you make them at the workplace.
So I visualize peace, positivity, coordination, and thankfulness.
मैंने इस प्रोसेस के द्वारा एक चीज अनुभव किया कि मैं जो चाहूं, जैसा चाहूं, जब चाहूं क्रिएट कर सकता हूं. अगर मुझे अभी अगर पीस की आवश्यकता है तो तो किसी भी हमारी परिस्थिति कैसे भी हो, अगर मैं उस पीसफुल को विजुलाइज कर सका हूं अगर, तो मैं पीस की अनुभूति मुझे हो रही थी। जैसा जैसा मैं जो चाह रहा था, जैसा चाह रहा था, उस क्वालिटीज को, उस वैल्यूज को मैं फील कर पा रहा था। तो इस प्रोसेस के द्वारा मैं एक चीज क्लियर, एक अंडरस्टैंडिंग मेरी बनी है कि आई कैन फील वट एवर आई लाइक इन एनी कंडीशन। इट इज इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर मी।
Similar to what sir said, but little difference was like throughout when I was visualizing my dream job, so the environment, the staff and everything, but at the end I realized that the core values which we came up a session before, it automatically was the basis of whatever I have visualized throughout, means what kind of an environment, the people, the staff, what are their attitudes, so the values were still the same, and it was, you know, like it has surfaced up and I could put it very clearly in this visualization. Yeah, thanks.
Aapko kuch bolna tha, bol.
It is through the visuals like what we dream, and I ditto what she said, whatever is inside us, we want those things to come up. Like for myself, I always dream of, or I dreamt for a very congenial, a very coordinated and a harmonious environment in my office, so that we could delegate our duties in a very respectful manner, and keeping the possibilities and the abilities of various staff members in the hierarchy. And obviously whatever we feel inside, we dream, and what we feel is whatever we dream, if we are dreaming it with the right sense of mind, we automatically reached to that destination, and it is very very easy if we do it consistently. It's not that today we do it for 15 minutes, then we leave it for 15 days, and then again we think of coming back, so it becomes very difficult that way. So that attitude should be there.
So we'll start with next exercise. We are running little behind the schedule if you see the agenda. So we'll be doing, so we'll be going to next exercise. We'll skipping one exercise because it takes 60 minutes. So we'll be doing it post lunch, and we'll be doing one exercise which was later on, but then we are doing it now. Okay, so that exercise, that exercise is taking values back to work. So we have lot, we have learned a lot about values, and you know, which are very important for our workplace. So how to take those values to work, you know, because now we are at the feeling stage, but we have to bring it into action. So how we take it to work, this exercise is about that. So see, basically in this exercise, we have to identify our values. We can consider how we can apply them at work with patients and colleagues. We have to hold one value, such as patience or tolerance, whatever you feel prefer, and observe what effect it has on self and others. So we'll be giving you a worksheet. There are few questions on the worksheet, and you have to basically reflect on those questions. Choose the value for each work situation which would be mentioned on the worksheet. Looking back at the values you have identified during the module, like we have been doing this values workshop since morning, so whatever values we have identified during the first half of the day, we have to use those values at work. So consider practical ways. Now we have to think about the ways how would we use these values at workplace, in which you may express through your own behavior. Like you have to first imbibe that value, you have to express that value yourself first, and then only you will find it in others. So changes you would make in physical environment, sometimes you know, ambience of the place also helps. So
So how you would go about it? So these questions are on those aspects, and you have to just reflect on those questions and write down. We'll be giving you the worksheets. This is like, it's like a plan of action. Like when we are going back to our workplace, what difference you would make? Like whatever we have learned during this workshop, what difference we would add to our workplace, what will we do to bring that value into action? Practical ways. You have finished now. So, yeah. So, would like to share.
मैंने अपने वर्कप्लेस के अकॉर्डिंगली लिया है जिसमें क्वेश्चंस थे. तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि जो मैंने बात पहले भी कही कि और ज्यादा अपने आप को रिमाइंड कराने की बात है, क्योंकि कॉन्शियसनेस शिफ्ट करना ही हमारा टोटल स्पिरिचुअलिटी का मकसद है. तो इसके लिए अपने आप को गुड थॉट्स बार बार देना, अटेंशन से देना, ये मेरा एक्शन प्लान रहेगा. और दूसरा, हम डेली गॉडली वर्शन सुनते हैं, शायद सबको मेजॉरिटी पता है, कुछ शायद नए हैं. तो उन गॉडली वर्शन से हम कुछ ऐसे पॉइंट्स डेली का लेकर के और उसके ऊपर मैं मोर चलूं, और रिस्पेक्टफुल होकर के सबकी बात को सुनना, ये मेरा एक्शन प्लान फर्स्ट रहेगा. क्योंकि मैं थोड़ा सा फास्ट करने के चक्कर में जल्दी जल्दी रहता है, क्योंकि बहुत सारी एक्टिविटीज फटाफट कंप्लीट भी करनी है. तो मेरा ये थोड़ा सा कम है, मैं सुन लेती हूँ लेकिन थोड़ा सा रह जाता है, तो वो नहीं रहना चाहिए. तो थोड़ा सुन करके और अपनी बात को अगर मुझे रखना है तो देन आई लेटर ऑन एक्सप्लेन माय आइडिया. और साइलेंस इज मोर हेल्पफुल फॉर मी फॉर माय एक्शन प्लान.
जैसे मैं थर्मल में काम करता हूँ, तो वहाँ पे जो भी मेरे साथ सबॉर्डिनेट्स काम करते हैं, तो उनको जो है बार बार जो है जी टीच करना भी, आपको आपको कोई भी काम है भी कैसे करना है, और उनको ये जो है भरोसा भी दिलाना भी, उनको जो है भरोसा दिलाना भी अभी कोई भी काम है कर सकते हो आप ना भी, ये काम जो है सबसे अच्छा जो है इस काम के लिए आप ही हो. तो जो भी सबॉर्डिनेट्स के साथ भी डील करने से, और जो भी मान लो क्लीग्स होते हैं अपने, उनके साथ कोऑपरेट करना, और उनको वो करना, एक्सेप्ट करना भी, जैसे भी हैं वो अच्छे हैं सब भी, कोऑपरेशन उनके
एप्रिसिएशन,
कोऑपरेशन
कलीग्स के साथ कोऑपरेशन. ओके. और मैनेजर्स यदि आपके मैनेजर के साथ कैसे, विच वैल्यू विल यू?
नहीं, एक तो सबॉर्डिनेट, एक जो मेरे ही हैं लेवल के, एक मेरे से ऊपर. अच्छा, ऊपर वाले कैसे?
मैनेजर्स के साथ.
हाँ,
कौन सी वैल्यू?
उसके मैनेजर्स के साथ भी जो भी बोला उन्होंने भी, उनके लिए जो भी है रिस्पेक्ट भी. अगर मान लो बॉस मेरा बोल रहा है तो ये काम ऐसे ही होगा भी, बस कहीं ना कहीं मेरे ही है जी, देखने में भी मैं उसको या देख नहीं पा रहा भी, उसके अंदर भी ये काम कैसे होगा भी थोड़ा उसके अंदर भी काम के अंदर डीप जाने की जरूरत होगी मेरे को ना.
अच्छा, ओके. Anybody else would like to share? The doctor is there. You don't want to share with you how you deal with your.
With the patients, I think.
Yeah. Which value will I use with the patients and clients, or whatever?
Sincerity.
Sincerity. Okay.
Patience.
How?
Patients, because sometimes they come with lot of questions, a lot of unnecessary inquiries. But but you have to understand at times that they want things to be clarified. They are more anxious. They have to be dealt with. So sometimes you have to be a little more patient.
You will use patience with the patients.
yes.
Okay.
And love or empathy, whatever the way we put up.
Okay. And what value will you help with the managers or colleagues?
With the colleagues or juniors, I would be more what?
No, manager.
With the manager, it would be respect, modest, and silence.
Respect, then next?
Modesty.
Modesty.
And silence.
Silence.
Sometimes you should not speak a bit too much.
Okay. Right. That's how you... Which value will you use throughout the working day?
I think it is again silence. Then love and accept.
You mean peace. Silence, you mean peace.
Yes, one thing is peace and second thing is silence. Like, I feel we should not be too much straightforward. Sometimes it is better to stay quiet and keep the things to yourself rather than just telling or discussing with everyone. Unnecessary things should not come out.
So which value?
I think silence.
Okay.
Then love and acceptance to the people and trust.
Trust is very important. Yes, that's right. With anybody in the hospital especially, you must trust, especially those who are colleagues, managers, anybody. Because you are going to share the responsibility with them. Very good. Excellent. You would like to share anything with your company? How would you work?
Which value will I use with my clients?
Yeah.
Office environment, so I will. I have considered my staff because I have to work more with my staff than directly with my clients. So responsibility. How? I will define my and their roles once again now. I'll refresh it.
Step in their shoes.
I'll step in their shoes also, and I'll define my roles to them. That's it. This is what I'll do, and this is what you will do. Afresh. क्योंकि हो सकता है कि अब तक मैं वो understanding नहीं बनी.
Which value?
Responsibility, I said.
Okay.
I'll interact with them. I'll clarify about end communication setup, reviewing their performance and my also, and appreciating them for whatever they did, whatever they will do. Which value will help me with my staff, but because I don't have higher authorities or colleagues. So clarity of work of scope of work, their contribution, their responsibility, and problem solving attitude. So here the value is problem solving attitude. मेरे यहाँ छोटे छोटे problems बहुत create होते हैं. अभी तक computer चलता था सर, अभी नहीं चल रहा है. और I am not a man who understand computers, but then I have to. So one value is peace, definitely. अब तक वो होता था कि यार अब तक चल रहा था, क्यों बंद हो गया, तुझे काम नहीं करना होगा. Then I am attending it के हाँ यार नहीं चलता है, नहीं चलता है. Now what can I do now? This is a problem, what can I do now? और फिर मैं trial error करता हूँ और चालू कर देता हूँ. How? Will clear
the, what will be your value which inspires you to working throughout the day? Which value?
Problem solving attitude. Instead of getting irritated, ये हुआ अब क्या करना है? How to solve it?
Okay.
Which value will inspire me throughout my, accepting them the way they are.
Acceptance.
Or whatever they can do. And not expecting them that, okay, this also they can do, which I am doing at that age or when I was staff somewhere, I was doing big things, but this is their capacity, they'll do this much, that's why I'll accept it, and I'll assure them that I am there with you. So you work with peace and your abilities, and I'm there.
Okay. Cooperate with them. Help them.
Yeah.
Assist them. Yeah, okay. Well, I think.
So how was your day so far? ओम शांति, ओम शांति. हाँ प्यार से बोलो थोड़ा. ओम शांति. प्यार नहीं भरा आपने, थोड़ा कम भरा. ओम शांति. वंडरफुल. सो हाउ वाज योर डे सो फार? little bit lamba. Okay. Was are you talking from 4 o'clock or abhi wala? Acha, ye abhi kaam ne jo kiya. Okay. Engaging. Okay, let's do it this way. One word per person. Okay, just to share your feeling. One word. Huh? Creative. Okay, mind focused. Okay. Peaceful. Confident. Practical. Reflecting. Enjoyed. Practical. Practical and more focused, okay. Practical. Brainstorming. Creative and practical. Thank you. Thank you. So, we are doing the peace module. We did values. Okay, we discovered our values. So, now, in the next post-lunch session, okay, we still have a few things to do, okay, on cooperation, okay. And there's also one exercise that we really need to finish on creativity. So the next session starts at 4 o'clock. So can everyone come 15 minutes early? Is it possible? 3:45 ko aayenge? Sab punctuality ke liye haan bola hai? 3:45? Pakka pakka? Lock kar de? Wonderful. I'm so happy. So we take a break now. Okay? So aap lunch karke, you can take good rest and then come back at 3:45 so that we can start our sessions. Okay? So we just sit in silence for 2 minutes. Yeah.